For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Great are you, Lord, and you are greatly to be praised. When we look at what you have done for us, what you are doing for us, and what you have promised to do for us, we can only say thank you. Thank you. The many testimonies. Delivering your people from death. Helping your people to break through in marriage. Helping your children to have good jobs to do. Keeping us all healed of every sickness and disease. We have a reason this morning to say, thank you, Lord. How great are you, Lord? We will continue to praise you. Even the grace to come before your presence here, we won't take it for granted at all. We say thank you that we can hear your word. Many people don't know your word. They don't know you to hear your word. But we are privileged that we have been privileged to know you and to come and hear your word. And every day when we hear your word, something happens to us. We can see our life being guided by your spirit. And so, Holy Spirit, we love you. We know that it is you that speaks in this house, not a voice of a man. So speak to us and show us the ways of God, that we will walk on that path and become what you want us to become. We bless you that everyone who is here and everyone who's watching on the Facebook and then the one who will be listening even at the podcast, through your power you will touch their lives and turn their destinies around and set them on the path of righteousness towards your blessings. That not only we, but our children and our children and our children's children will come and walk in the blessings you are blessing us every day. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. All the saints can say amen for that. Clap your hands. Give the Lord a clap, shout of praise. And just be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome somebody to church this morning. Tell your neighbor you are welcome. Pronounce a word of blessing to the person's life. Everybody open your mouth and pronounce a blessing. Declare blessing. Tell the person something you want to receive. Tell the person as you are blessing somebody, God is blessing you. Find five people and pronounce prophetic blessing over their life. Look for five people. Look for five people and declare blessings over their lives. Find what? Tell them. Stand up and find five people and touch them with a blessing. Declare a blessing. Declare a blessing on five people. God is going to make your word come alive. Some people, they are only sitting to receive. But the blessing is that as you give, God will give you more. As you wake up and go and give to somebody, God will give you more. Wow. Hallelujah. Please be seated in the presence of God. Amen. I see a lot of blessed people in this church. Great, 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 great people. Every one of you is going to become a very blessed person. Hallelujah. In the next 5 years' time, some of you shall be bishops, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, multi-billionaires, chief executive officers, international consultants. I tell you, some of you, when you're a container load of things, they all belong to you. A merchant. I say, you shall be a merchant. The Lord is going to make you. Amen. Look at the next person. And say, watch me carefully. Watch me carefully. In the next 5 years' time, you may not recognize me. Because you are not speaking to anybody. You're sitting down. Share. Tell the person, watch me carefully. Few years to come, you may not recognize me. The way God is going to make me a blessed person, you will need to write application to come to my office. You have to see my secretary. My secretary. Say, I want to see that. Please take your time. He doesn't have time now. He will meet you in the next place. Receive that blessing. Hey. Share. Tell the person, watch me carefully. Today, when you see me dressing, don't recommend me. My real blessing is coming. Watch me carefully. Hallelujah. The Lord will do for us in supernatural way. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah. How many believe that God is going to make you a blessed person? Hey, you shall be a great man. Great man. Hallelujah. And we thank God for. Can you see the weather is very nice, Father? For those who planned and prepared their dressing to meet the weather, they knew what was coming. Some of you didn't plan for your weather. But some of us who are very spiritual, we could see that the weather will be chilly. So that is why we put on polar neck this morning. Receive divine guidance and directions. Hallelujah. You must see ahead. God give you eyes to see ahead what is to come. Amen. Wow. We thank the Lord for that. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. I see a lot of people are pregnant with blessings. Very soon you are going to give birth to good things. God is going to give you ideas to break out. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. My next verse. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will make of thee, out of you. Sugar, concentrate. I will make of thee a great nation. One person, God was speaking to one person, but he was speaking that you are a nation. You are a nation. You are a nation. He was talking to one person. That you are a nation, that you are Ghana. You alone, you are Ghana. You are Nigeria. You are. So, see, I want you to understand God's vision for your life. You see yourself as one person. God sees you as a multitude of people. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So we have to think like God thinks. What God thinks about you is, the Bible said, he's able to do exceeding abundant above what you can think. What you are thinking. You are thinking to become something. God has seen you to be far more than what you are thinking. Some of your thinking is that, oh, if you can get some BMW 3 Series, old one, the first, second, be Christ. But God is, no. When bishops, I was thinking of Dansuma Senate flat. God said, no. You are a nation to them. You are a nation, but you just follow me. I will make a nation out of you. A nation. A whole nation. I will make of thee a great, not even a nation, a great nation. Hey. Receive that blessing in your life. You, out of you, a whole nation. And I'll bless thee. And I'll make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And thou shalt be. I will bless you. And thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah. Are you here? So, this morning, I'm preaching to you about labor to be a blessing. Not labor to be blessed. There's a difference between be blessed and being a blessing. Hallelujah. Are you there? I've gone. Labor to become a blessing. Labor to become. Work, serve God. Do anything that will make you to become a blessing. Not to be blessed. To become a blessing. Hallelujah. So God was speaking to Moses. Abraham said, look, the blessing I'm going to give to you, you cannot eat it alone. It's too much. It's too much for you alone to spend it. But because I know you have a good heart, I'm going to give it to you so that you, through you, many people's lives will be blessed. That's what it means to become a blessing. That's not only you who is blessed. You have your own car to drive. You have your wife, have your children. You can eat. But that's not enough. This time round, we are looking for this blessing of God. You see, God said, I will bless thee. That's one. But you can be blessed and you are happy. You don't owe anybody. You are satisfied. You live your lives. You have one house, one wife, 5 children. You can have your car. Every month you pay your bills. You don't owe anybody. That is your own blessing. But that's not enough. But you must be able to become so prosperous and so wealthy that you can sort out other people's problems. That is your portion God is going to give to you from there. Receive that blessing. This is what we are learning about. How do you become not only blessed, but to become a blessing? You see, because a true blessed person is somebody who cannot handle his blessings. Who stretches his hands to people easily without sweat? Easily. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, if I am just a blessed person, it's not enough. I would have had one car for my wife, so that when you are in trouble, I can help you. It doesn't mean I'm not blessed. I'm blessed. But I must go beyond that limit to the extent where somebody is in need, I can say, come for a car and drive with that struggle. That is the level God is stretching you. I said, that's the level God is going to stretch you. Hallelujah. So God wants us to look beyond just a blessing for myself, but to become a blessing beyond your bodies. How many want God to help you to get that far? Hey, it's a great vision. It's a great vision to labor to get there. Labor to become a blessing. So it's like a vision God is giving to you. That don't settle of being blessed, but go beyond an expectation where you get to a level where now you are not only just blessed, but you are just a blessing to people. Anybody who come in contact with you can feel that, Charlie, the Lord has blessed me because of you. Hallelujah. How many are looking for that vision to pursue? It's a vision I'm casting on every one of you. It's a vision. So I'll be ending this book today. Next week we are going to another book. You know, our father has written a lot of books, and they are all supposed to be read in the church. So we have to study them one. But about the book, get a copy. There's so many things in it that I can't finish preaching. Labor to be a builder is inside it. Only way to be blessed to build. Get a book. Okay? Labor for anointing. When you are anointed, you'll be blessed. You'll be prosperous. There's nobody who is anointed who is poor. So, there's so many things you can labor and be blessed without looking for money, but money will chase you. You are not looking for money. So, God in his wisdom has put in certain things that when you start looking for, God will rather add riches to you. Have you read the prayer of Solomon? 1 Kings chapter 3. First Kings chapter 3, verse 3. Hallelujah. Are you there? And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statue of David his father, and he sacrificed in the high place. And the king went to Gibeah to make a sacrifice. Great high places, 1,000 burnt offerings Solomon offered upon the altar. Verse 5, and in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to him. May the Lord appear to you. As he was burning sacrifice to God, God could not stand. He came down and said, gentlemen, why are you disturbing me here in heaven with your smoke of sacrifice to me? I can't sleep. And the Lord appeared. Solomon didn't go to God. God appeared. I see God appearing to you by your sacrifice. Are you here? There are things when you do, God himself will appear to you. That is what we say, labor for this kind of work. When Solomon was burning the sacrifices, when he was giving his offering and supporting the work of the ministry, as if he was laboring for something more than riches. He was laboring for God to come in to be part of his kingship. He is about to be a king. And he needed God, not money. See, so what you are teaching you different ways you can attract God into your life. That's why we are taking that. All these are different ways. So, 1,000 burnt offerings. So when you are here, you say, give offering of 100 cedis. Hey, so for no place, get it. 100 cedis. It's too much for you to give to church. And you want God to bless you. When Solomon made 1,000 burnt offerings, even if they are chicken, even if they were chicken, that's what the price of a chicken. Sister Ghana said, times 1,000 is how much? Times 1,000. Sister times 1,000. Sister 1,000. He bent it like this. If you need chicken, and we are talking about those that we don't use chicken to serve God. We are using bulls and cows. Cows. To bring 1,000 cows and burn them. You think that he was looking for money? He was looking for something more than money. Cows. And his son here said, take an offering, give 100 Ghana, 200 Ghana. Say, hey, Pastor, they collect too much money from us. We are helping you to attract the presence of God in your life so that blessings will enter your life. And God appeared to Solomon by that. And no, don't rush me. And God said to him, Solomon, ask. Busa. It's Busa. Ask anything you want, and I'll give it to you. May you attract the presence of God in your life. Where God said, ask me what you want, and I'll give it to you. Just ask. And if you were the one, what would you be asking for? What would you be asking for? Now watch. Listen to Solomon's prayer. And Solomon said, thou hast shown unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before you. And then you have kept for him this great kindness that you have given him a son to sit on his throne. That for me even to sit on this throne, you have shown mercy to my father. And I'm grateful for that. Wow. The next verse. And he said, now. You see, that he was making a reference to God that it has taken even your grace for me to be here to meet you. But now you say I should ask what I want. Now, Lord, my God, thou hast made me thy servant a king. But I am but a little child. I know not how to go out and how to come in. This is somebody's prayer. Prayer topic. Who do you prayer topic? Go do already. Father, give me this. Look at how people pray for blessings. I'm a child. I don't know how to handle things. The next verse. Thou hast made thy servant to be in the midst of the give therefore thy servant what? Understanding hearts. Understanding hearts. Is it riches? Understanding hearts. That when I go to school and I study, I can pass my exams. Understand, so that when my boss is teaching me something, I can understand. Understand, so that I can be a good wife to my husband. I need understanding heart. A heart that understands my duty as a wife. I need to understand how to be a good Christian. What does it mean to be a good Christian? I need a heart that will enable me to save you and serve you well. I need a heart to know what it means to be a pastor and how to feed my sheep. I need understanding hearts. We are teaching you how to labor to be blessed so that you can become a blessing. These are the kind of people that, so you see, we are not talking of money, but look at where it will lead you. Understanding hearts, that I will know how to discern between good and bad. You can't see a difference between good and bad. You mix things together. One of the things that will make you become poor is that you don't know how to separate good from bad. How to take good decisions. Any man that comes, you are willing to sleep with the person. You should know that this man can be prosperous in future. He may not be rich today. He needs understanding to discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge these great people? The next verse, verse 10. Quickly. And the Bible says that the speech pleased the Lord. That Solomon has asked this thing. May your prayers be pleasing to God. So, if as I said that, and you said labor to even know how to pray, it's in the book. Read it. It's not every prayer that God listens to. But there's a prayer when you praise, he listens to you. And those things he listens to will lead you into the thing that you are looking for. And the Lord said, the next verse, to Solomon, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked for riches for thyself. Riches for who? Thyself. Selfishness is the reason why we become poor. Anytime you look for things for yourself, but not for others, God doesn't reward you for that. God doesn't bless you for that. He said that there are a lot of people in your whole community that you have made me a king over. How can I judge all these people for you? How can I lead them? How can I be of help to everybody who calls himself a child of God, that I am the one in charge of all of you on your behalf? How can I help everyone to love you, to know you, to serve you well, to be able to do the right thing in your sight so that your anger doesn't come against anybody? How can I control all these people? And God told him that because you have asked for something not for yourself, not for yourself, not for yourself, any prayer that you pray that is centered on myself, and me, you will never enter into that realm called being a blessing. Because being a blessing to who? Yourself. God knows that when he gives you the blessing, you think of yourself. Hello? You have not asked for yourself long life or riches for thyself. Which is the reason many people come to church, because they are looking for riches for themselves. Not for the things to be a blessing to others. Nor has had the life of thy enemies is for yourself. That's one of the things. Your enemies, yourself. He wants you to live, but your enemies should die. Are you the one who created your enemies? That they should be killed. You know how it took God to create them, that you said because they don't like you, they should be dead. You don't like them, so they should be dead. What about their mother who gave birth to them? They should wake up in the morning, their children are dead. Then you are alive, enjoying your meals. You say, hi, 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 hi. But has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy ways. And lo, I have given thee a wise understanding heart, so that there will be none like you before, neither shall be after. The next verse, 13, watch. 13, quickly. And I have also, somebody say also. I have also. Because you didn't look for yourself, I have seen that your heart is not a heart for self, but a heart for others. So your prayers I have given to you, so that you can have a heart to judge my people for me. But because of that good heart you have, that I know you have a good heart, I have given you also. Also. That is now I'm going to make you a blessing to others more than what you have. I'm giving you also both riches and honor, so that there shall be no any among the kings like thee all the days of thy life. Are you here? Labor to be a blessing. Have a heart. Pray that God will give you a heart that's not about myself, but it's for how can I be of help unto others. That's where God begin to pour that enlargement of blessings into your life. Because God knows that when he give you the blessing, you will not think about yourself, but you stretch your hands to other people. And that is what I'm preaching to every one of you. Now listen and listen carefully. Open your heart. If you are looking for that blessing that God wants to bless you, and God will look at your heart. Remember the story of David? When Solomon got to the, go and announce someone to be a king for me. 7 brothers, plus him was the last one, 8. God told the prophet that don't look at his stature. He has a nice stature, but his heart is a very wicked heart. If I make him a king, this guy, he will use his handsomeness to be sleeping with all the ladies in the house, and he will destroy my kingdom. The money I'll give it to him, he will use for foolish things. I will not choose him. I won't choose him. You need to understand that God knows our hearts. So as you are praying to be blessed, you know, if God look into your heart and you know that this heart, if I give you this money, you will, if some of you, when God bless a certain level, you will stop coming to church. Even the church, you will stop. That is why, see, sometimes we pray God doesn't mind us. Because you know that your heart is not ready to be a blessing to other people. But God is looking for people that when he pour that blessing on them, they can be blessings unto people around them. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. Are you ready to be a blessing to people? If you don't have this heart, God will never give you that kind of prosperity. He will never give you. He will never give you. So if you are looking to be if you have a heart to be a, Father, bless me that I shall be a blessing to the world. That is where God will begin to prosper you and advance your life and ensure that, because you know that when you have it, you won't keep it to yourself. You won't keep it to yourself. And God is looking for people who want to show mercy to his fellow brothers. Why do you think that the rich man went to hell? Why? Because he had so much, but he was so selfish. So selfish that the crumbs on his table, he doesn't want even poor people to come and eat the crumbs. So you could see that the riches was there, but he doesn't have a heart for his fellow human being. His heart for a fellow human being. He was sitting on money. And somebody is doing a program, he needs support. You won't give it to him. You close your ears and close your eyes as if you haven't heard it. Because you are budgeted for your own personal expenditure. You alone. And your children's school fees and your husband's shoes. And you know, this is so for so that I think to go beyond you to somebody else. No. Are you here? I've gone home. I'm preaching to you. I'm casting a vision to you. If you can carry this vision in your heart, God will prosper you abundantly. You are going to walk in supernatural riches. That's what God chose. See, because today, through Abraham, all Jews are blessed. He has become a blessing to the whole world. True. Because God knew that this man, when I bless him, he had a good heart. And he will use it for others to benefit from it. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. Are you listening to something? How many are going to be labored to become a blessing? Labor to become a blessing. Tell your heart that when the Lord make me greater, I'm going to pay for this for somebody. I'm going to do this. See, when God sees that thing vision in your heart, God begins to now come choose you. He will choose you and select and make sure that he supplies and help you to achieve that vision, knowing that when you receive, you will use it for his glory. That's where you become a blessing. That's the people like Bishop Dark. They have become a blessing. See, he was not thinking about himself. He's thinking about others. And the thought of others need to hear the word. Others need to be preached. Others need must also be pastors. Others must also be bishop. I don't want to be the only bishop in this church. Others must also be. And through that thought of others, God has multiplied him because he is not a selfish person. He has even an archbishop over himself. He has appointed an archbishop over himself. He is a bishop. He has appointed an archbishop. Can you imagine? He's not thinking about himself. So I want you to understand that for you to become a blessing, God is watching how your what is the state of your heart. And when these blessings come to you, what are you going to use to do? Amen. Are you there? So, I pray that my message is ended. I pray that you will understand this teaching I'm teaching. Because the Lord said, I should cast this vision, ask for blessing. Anybody who is serving me, I'll bless. But whether you can become a blessing is determined by the state of your heart. Your heart. Your heart. So if you are a selfish person today, God says, change your nature so that I can add more blessings into your life. Start showing love. Start showing care. Start showing support for your fellow human being who is in need. Hallelujah. That's what God can continue to flow his blessings through you. Have you seen Volta Lake? Volta River. It starts from Burkina Faso. Huh? And for centuries, it has been flowing from Burkina Faso through all Ghana to the sea. Because they contribute to different people's lives. As it's flowing, it contributes to fishermen, farmers, contribute to tourism, contribute to this, contribute to transport, it generates a lot of wealth. That's why, and the water has never dried up. It keep on flowing. It keep on flowing. Because they keep on being blessed, a blessing to other people along the banks. Hallelujah. But there are ponds and lakes where the waters are not flowing. And so they keep drying and drying and drying and drying. And next time you get there, you see that there is no water inside there. And some of us, probably it's your selfish nature. That's why God has not expanded his blessing upon your life. But the Lord is changing you from today. That open your heart and become a blessing. When you set your mind to become a blessing to others, God will begin to add more and more and more to your life. Hallelujah. Are you here or go home? Are you here or go home? So four things you must know about becoming a blessing. Number one, labor to be a blessing like Abraham. Abraham, we have read about it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. Abraham was not trying to be rich. But he was looking for opportunity to be a blessing to society, the world. He just obeyed the voice of God. Followed God. That if you can use me, Lord, to reach many people. You know, when I was a child, I used to think that I don't want to be a standing water. I want to be a flowing water. I mean, I was a child and I had this vision. I didn't want to be a person who is when it's blessed, he's the only one enjoying it. I want to help as many people as possible in my life. I want to impact many people's lives. I want to be a blessing. Agana, I just want to be a blessing. It's my nature that I feel that I shouldn't be the only person who should spend my salary. No. At least every month, my salary must extend to somebody's favor. It becomes a blessing. In the little I have, I want to touch somebody's life. I want to touch somebody's heart. Hallelujah. Yes. Sometimes my wife will blame me. And I said, you have trouble. You didn't buy anything for yourself. I don't know how to buy things for myself. Even when I travel outside the country, I think of how many people can I be a blessing to. So I'll be walking in shops, looking for things to buy for people. And when I come home, this one for this, for this, for this. But sir, what is yours? I don't know that. I didn't buy anything. Sir. It's not my nature. It's not my nature. And by the grace of God, I've not dried up in life. I want to be a blessing. That is why even the message I'm sharing. You see, I'm sharing this message to you because I don't want to be alone who know how to understand the scriptures. I just want to impact as many of you as possible. Because if out of me, 20 millionaires arise out of this preaching, and you are one of them, receive it. You, the one who says I'm one of them, not the one who's sitting there, I didn't know that I'm receiving. See, if I can, through my preaching, somebody also can become a pastor. Through my preaching, somebody can also become a prophet. Through my message, somebody can also become something. That is the joy of my life. To see how many my life can affect. Not that how much do I have in my account. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. I am married, and you are not married. I'm thinking about which girl can I help connect so that you can have your wife? Oh, yes. I'm thinking. Oh. Hey. Because I don't see such a nice, like, the way, what do you call it? Mrs. Agana said that when you see him quietly like that, it's not like that. You don't think that. See, when you see this man, he's not as quietly like that. But when he get to another level, you see that it's a great joy to somebody. Oh, yes. No, listen, even when I was going to marry him, what I said, the Holy Ghost told my mother, I don't want to my marriage to just go to it. See, God, I knew God has blessed me. I was very conscious. A chartered accountant by profession, by the grace of God. I had my apartment finished. 3 months, I have not even visited because I was living at East Lagos here with my uncle. It was not interested in me. And I was living among rich people in this community. This is not a time of rich. Those days when we say you are living in East Lagos, that's when we say you are rich. That was 1970, 1996, 97, 98. But you see, I was looking to be a blessing to a sister in church who had been praying for a husband. I didn't know her, but that is the spirit, the sense I had in me. I was doing that. Because you see, at that stage, listen. Don't listen. I'm preaching spiritually. What I'm saying is that I was not looking for another professional person who is also into something and something. I wanted to become a blessing. Because definitely I knew there would be somebody, even as I'm there, somebody in church who is praying that, oh God, if you can give me a husband. Is it not true? Ladies, is it not true? Are you not praying for a husband? So imagine that somebody like me joined the church and he said, I'm an accountant, all right, but I'm not going to marry my fellow accountant who's already blessed. Who's already rich, but I'm looking for a poor girl in the church. All that she does, that she's in the choir, she's faithful, she's serving God. Unfortunately, his father or mother didn't take her, but I want to be a blessing to that person. You see, it makes a whole big difference. It makes a whole difference. Now, I'm not looking for a wife, I'm looking to be a blessing to somebody, to help somebody come out from a certain ground where she's hiding. Is that the way you think? Is that the way you think? And I didn't know that I was going to be a pastor. But see, because it was in my heart, God also looked around and chose for me a woman who has been praying and looking for a husband and looking for somebody who can be of help to you so that together we can do the work of the ministry God has called us. So I was laboring. There were many girls who were coming my way. But I was looking for the one I could be a blessing to. Not that to be a wife. One lady came to my life. He would come to my place. He want to come and spend weekend with me. And then go. And it was another man was following her. I said, look, you are too blessed to come to my life. Go and follow the man. I'm looking for somebody I can be a blessing unto. Are you here? I've gone home. That is why God give you more. Hey, what's the time? So, be like Abraham. Think that if God bless you so much money, what are you going to use the money for? You see, you haven't even thought about it. That is why God has also opened a certain door for you. You haven't thought about that. So I want everybody to cast your mind and say that, ask yourself, God, if you bless me, I am going to do this, 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 this. From when you set that vision, God will begin to pour upon you and more blessings. More blessings. Because you know that now you have a heart towards a certain vision, which is not yourself. Which is not yourself. That is why God poured the blessing on Solomon. So that I know now this is your heart. You have shown to me by your heart. That when I bless you, you are going to use it to judge my people for me. Not for yourself. I'll bless you more. I'll bless you more. You open the door for supernatural blessings in your life. Receive that blessing. Become, pray that you shall become a blessing to the world. Have that vision. Have that vision. When you set your vision to be a blessing, to help people, God will prosper you. Four things. I've said about one. Number two. So number one, labor to be a blessing like Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 3. Number two, labor to be a blessing according to the instruction of Paul to Timothy. God told Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6, 17 to 21. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. But they should trust in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against time to come. So you could see how Paul was admonishing this young pastor. He said, tell your church members that those who are rich, they should not think about themselves. High-minded. See, I bought a new BMW, and I bought this thing, and I'm living a tricycle, and I'm this. Stop that stupid thinking. It's foolish thinking. What are you using your tricycle house for? How many poor people gather before you and you feed them? That's what God is looking for. All these riches, what is it for? You pay rent $5,000 a month. $5,000 can raise 200 people to go to training school. Only you, $5,000 per 1 month. Because you are high-minded. High-minded. Your mind is too high for yourself. Sammy, it's not about you. God is interested in how many people that if I bless you, can you bless them? You alone go to restaurant and by the time you are done, $1,500 kind of sickness is gone. Only you. When somebody looking for 10 cities to buy garri and beans to eat. And you are not thoughtful about that. You are not thoughtful about that person. You have wife and children, my children, my children. And somebody doesn't have a wife. How many times have you gone on your knees in praying for him? Praying for him. Praying, brother. This is my brother. We all started life. Look at, I've had already married with two children and they are growing. He has not even started the journey. Are you understanding what we are saying? So you see, I want all of us to begin to change our hearts. And that is where God will begin to look at us. When I look at your heart, sugar, I know you have a good heart to do good for people. I'll bless you. I'll multiply my blessing upon your life. Forsake them who are rich. Not to have certain evil minds. And I travel at the first class. First class, what you have $5,000 for first class? At the normal class, you have $1,000. Just to play. So when the play falls, all of us will die. When we all travel, we all arrive at the same time. We take up the same time. We arrive at the same time. Onkwa wo plain fair. Akonya kakra. What is 20? Bro, ni ni minyansa se. When you say obese si 20. I had that can go. I'm not going to go. I'm plan by 5. And was one quarter. First class. Just to deceive you. And yet you see. The rich people, they want to be in the first class. And their fellow human being is struggling to get food to eat. And they pride themselves, I was in the first class. I was in the first class. Business class. And when you get there, because the people who are there, they are many of them are unbelievers, they'll be drinking wine. So you'll be forced to also take wine. So you see that your riches is taking you into sin more. Yeah. Are you here or go home? Are you going to labor to become a blessing? That's what God is looking for. People can become a blessing. Not people who want to be just be blessed. Let them not trust, but let them be giving, willing to give. Distribute to people. Bless people. Bless. I'm happy that they said they are married. They, when they had their wedding, there was no loss. And I'm sure if people are not helped, they would have been lost. Because nobody's money can finance your project. You need people to help you. But many people don't help in times like this. Many people don't help. Fredo says what? You have a loss in your marriage. Because at that time nobody gave to you. By the time you've no wedding, by the time you finish wedding, you have a loss. It takes grace and for God to command people to help you. That is why you see that if you don't have people who can help you, you see that in life it's not as easy as helpers. That's blessing that God will send helpers around you. This one says, I'm taking this course. Before you know, you have done wedding powerfully without loss because the blessings of God followed you to do the work without struggle. That's blessing. Number three, labor to be a blessing like Hannah. Hannah. 1 Samuel 1:11. Listen to watch Hannah. She was looking for a child. But was he looking for a child to play? Hello, my baby. I'll take your biscuit, take your chocolate, take your this thing. Let's go for a walk. Let's go for Tema, where you took your children? What's the place? Playground. You drove all the way from some friends at Sampa Valley, all the way to Tema, for your children to go playground, to Tema. Hey! Close by, there was a child who was struggling to get cocoa to drink. You bought. Invest your money in computer games for your children, but you won't allow them to learn how to play keyboard in the church because you are not thinking that your children should serve God. They should go and learn how to dance ballet dance, but they will not join dancing star to sing for God. Yeah, brother, am I saying something bad? They're learning ballet dance. But you will not allow, I ask them to come and, hey, join the choir. Go and like, Nana Sabri, go to Nana Sabri to teach you how to play keyboard. Free of charge. We don't have kids. We don't have children's choir. You should go there and see what they are watching. Cartoons. That's what they are teaching them. Hannah says, listen, those of you who have children who don't encourage them to serve God, that's why they learn bad things at home. They learn bad things. Because you don't expose them to good things. Imagine my son doesn't know how to play keyboard. Look at the church. We don't have anybody who's dedicated in playing keyboard in the house. Nobody. That's why when I was transferred, I had to bring my son to follow me. If I have depended upon the organist in this church, it has become something else. Nobody, young people who are sitting down here, you don't know how to play keyboard. No drum. No bass guitar. No trumpet. How can God bless you? How can God bless you? I'm charging every young man here. You must know how to play at least one instrument in this church. Say amen, young people here. Yeah. When we close, no young man goes out there. Everybody is staying behind. I'm going to start a special, what you call, new believer school to train you as pastors. Say amen. Yeah. I want you to also become something like me. My life, my ministry must affect you. You must be able to be preached like preaching. You must be able to lay your hands on people that are falling. Don't you like these blessings in the house? That's what God wants us to impact people's life. Hallelujah. If you can give me a child, I'll give it to you to be your prophet forever. And God said, look, this woman had a good heart. This woman has a good heart. I'll give him a head, a child. They say, I call his name Samuel. Samuel means that I've asked of the Lord. I ask from the Lord. And whatever I ask from the Lord and I receive, I'm giving it back to God. Many of us, we ask from the Lord. But when we receive it, say, thank you, God, for giving me. Me and my children, we are going. And when he gave back to God, God opened the womb. She produced more children. She had more. You are going to have more as you give back to God. Say amen. The last one. Labor to be a blessing to others in the kingdom of God. Others. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You are saved. How many of your friends are saved? David, you are blessed. You are hearing the word of God. How many of your people in your area come to church? I'm closing. Job chapter 1, verse 3. Job chapter 1, verse 1. I'm going to close. Our time is. I preach for 1 hour. I know I normally preach for 1 hour. Job 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Whose name was what? Verse 3. Move to verse 3. What happened to him? His substance was 7,000 sheep. You are going to have 7,000 of anything you want. 7,000 sheep. 3,000 camels. 3,000 camels. That means that if it's talking about 4-wheel cars or trucks, container trucks. Because those days, camels were carrying loads. So container trucks. Yeah, 3,000 container trucks. I bless somebody with 3,000 container trucks. Receive the blessing of 3,000. 3,000 container trucks. Wow. From port to move mainland. 500 she asses. And he was a very great household. So that the man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Now ask yourself, why did God bless him so much? Why did God make him so rich? You can only find it. Do you know where to find it? Do you know where to find the Bible? God blessed him for a reason. And I'm going to show you. So that your mind will start working. And when people are blessed, it's not about themselves. Turn to chapter 29. Chapter 29. Watch. This is a man who has so much. Now watch why God blessed him so much. Chapter 29. Job 29. See why God made him so blessed. So that from today, your vision will be clearer. That whatever God blesses you with, there is a purpose for that. 29. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, quickly, follow me with speed. Oh, that I were in the mount pass, as in the days when God preserved me. You see, he was in trouble and he was recollecting the days when he was very rich. Are you here? Now watch what happened to him. Verse 4. Quickly. As in the days of my youth, when the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle. You see, when you are young, that's when God wants to bless you. Every young person, I receive the blessings of the Lord. Receive these prophetic blessings. In my youth, this is how God said that God's presence was with me. When the Almighty was yet with me and my children were all about me. Now what? What you want? When I washed myself, I washed my steps with butter. You are entering into these blessings. Washing my feet in butter. And the rock poured out rivers of oil. Those days, my business was booming. His business was booming. When I went out of the gate through the city, and when I prepared my seat in the street. The next verse, watch it. When the young men saw me, they hid themselves. And the aged, the old men, they rose up and stood up when they saw me coming. That shall be your story from today. Now, all these things for a purpose. Yes? The next verse. 10. Move to 10. The nobles and the princes, and they taped their tongues. Okay? When I speak, they were quiet. The next verse. The ears heard me and blessed me, and the eyes saw me and gave me witness. Verse 12. Why? Now he's explaining. Why? Was all these riches was for what? Because I delivered the poor that cried. The poor that cried, I was able to help them out of that. May God bless you that you can help the poor that cries. Your riches and your blessings are meant to help the poor that cries. And the fatherless. When God bless you, think about the fatherless. It's not everybody who has a father. That is why when I saw this young man, I said, your father is dead. I can be your father. I will stand by you. When he was going to marry his wife, I who represented you as a father?
It's true.
Yes. Even though I was a pastor, I still took another form and represented him as the father. Not spiritual father. A physical father, because the physical father is dead. And at the time he was married, he needed a father to represent, to present the gift to the wife and the wife family. I was a father to the fatherless. May you be a father to the fatherless. That's what it means to become a blessing. father and him that had none. People, though they didn't have what to eat, what to spend, what to do, I helped them. I helped them. People don't have none. I helped them. I helped them. You become a blessing. See, when you have a good heart, when, that's why God made him rich. He said, this is the way I use my money to do. I was not just a selfish person. I help those who have none. The next verse, read it. The blessing of the one who is ready to perish came upon me. He was catching me. See, the man was blessed and he was catching blessed. Because when people are poor, you give them when they will say, oh, God bless you. That was important to him than my wife, my children, go to holiday, go to Dubai and go and make shopping and spend money. No, 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 no. Enough for us to eat. Others are struggling. Let me use the money to help them. I want to help others. And so the people blessed, said, the blessings of them that were ready to perish came upon me. I caused the widow's hearts to sing for joy. Widow's hearts. I've supported a lot of widows in my ministry. Oh, yes. I had one widow, 5 children. Her husband died at a tender age. I had to stand by her and help her. Today, first one is in America. Second one has been in university, in the national service. Third one is in the university. Fourth, the fifth girl is at Chimota. The last one is there. At the point in time, there was nobody to pay their school fees. And I had to pay for their school fees. I had to pay. A blessing. Be a blessing. Labor to become a blessing to people. The widows. Armed robbers will come and attack her in the house. I say, how can your armed robbers be attacking you? What is the problem? The problem is that the height of the wall was short. I raised money and said, let's raise it up for them so that there will be more security for you. The house, the husband left an uncompleted building. I said, let's see how we can make the place and make the place habitable so that we can rent it. The hearts, the widows. Pray that God bless me so that I can help widows. When that thing is in your heart, God extend his hand of blessing upon your life. He said, I will bless you and you can become a blessing. You look for widows. People whose marriages are breaking, you stand in on their behalf to solve the marital problems. Because they are breaking, they are on the verge of breaking. Looking forward for us whose marriage are broken already. We are looking for alternative. Whether we can reconcile, we can replacement. Hey. I put on righteousness and he clothed me and my judgment was a robe as a diadem. Even though I was doing all this, it didn't affect my righteousness. I still serve my God. Because I was conscious. Some of us, when somebody comes for help, you use your money to sleep with girls. The church members are struggling, so you take advantage and misuse because you are helping them. He said, no, that's not the way. Even though I was helping people, I still maintain my righteousness. He said, I was eyes to the blind and the feet to the lame. I pray that God will give you the spirit. You shall be an eye. Your blessings are not only for yourself, but that others. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I know not, cry, I said, wait. Hey! So you see, because when you are blessed and you are rich, you can do so much for so many people. But what people don't know is that when they become rich, they rather become self-centered and they close themselves and they hide. The Bible says, the rich man's wealth is his city. It's his city. What's your city? It's your city. He doesn't want to come out of his city. And all around him is what he must see and happiness and enjoyment. Without thinking that beyond the walls of his city, others are struggling. Labor to be a blessing. This morning, God put this word in my heart to cast this vision for you. That if you have this vision in your heart, God will make sure that he blesses you. He said that, and I break the jaws of the wicked and pluck the spoil out of his teeth. Sometimes see that people are cheating people. People are cheating others. You have to step in and say, you can't do that, brother. You can't do that. That's unfair. That's because of riches. People cheat people by heart. Misapply and destroy people's destiny. But God is telling us, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't just bless Job. We all know Job was blessed, but we don't know this about him. See, this is how I use my wealth. This is the way I dispense my blessings. And that is why God showed to Satan that even though you have brought this guy down, his heart is still for me. I will restore unto him twice as much as you took away from him. Because the man is such a blessing to many people. So can you imagine that his life became affected, many people's lives were affected. And God said, no, I won't allow the people's life to be destroyed. For I know that when I restore unto you, you will do also twice as much as you do. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord help you, that your vision will be clearer now. That Lord bless me so that I can become a blessing unto many people. May the Lord bless us all. Amen. Stand to your feet. Lift up your hands. Pray to God and say, Lord, make me a blessing. I want to become not blessed alone. I want to become a blessing. Pray that prayer. When God knows that when he blesses you, you will use it for advancement of others. He will continue to pour a blessing upon you. Pray, everybody pray and say, Lord, let this vision be clear in my heart from today. Let this vision, let this vision, let this vision, let this vision drive me, Lord, as I look for your blessings, as I wait for your blessings. Help me to recognize that there is a silver, there is a needy person, there is a poor person, there is a widow, there is a lame person, there is a blind man, there is somebody who is struggling. Leads me to touch, leads me to contribute a little to all of my resources, of my opportunities, to help others. Oh Lord, I just want to be blessed alone. I want to become a blessing. I want to become a blessing. I want to become a blessing. Pray that God, as you bless me, help me to bless others. Oh Lord, look into my heart. Look into my heart. And the spirit of selfishness, Lord, take that seed out of my heart. And make my heart an open heart, that I'll be a blessing to others. I'll spread my hands unto others also, to enjoy the blessings of God upon my life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you, for it is always you that speaketh to your church. These are not the words of man. That's the voice of God speaking to your people, showing them that as for blessing, you will bless them. But how would they apply the blessings? And so you are giving us examples of people whom when you bless, they became blessings into the world. May your people become blessings to the world. May everyone here become a blessing in his family, become a blessing in his nation, become a blessing in the world. Everything that you multiply on Allah, let it be dispensed for others. Even the little vision we have, the little knowledge of God that we have, help us to share with others also to be received salvation. Lord, let us become men and women who like to distribute, willing to distribute, to share, not to hold and to pile up, and others are struggling. In the area where we need to be of help, touch our hearts and help us to be do well. We thank you in Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, maybe somebody invited you, don't know Jesus as your Savior, but God has touched your heart. You say, Lord, I want to become your child so that I can receive your blessing and run with this vision to be a blessing unto other people. If you are here, I want to give your life to Christ. Please lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. Your right hand. Your right hand. the right hand. You want to give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Now listen. As I was preaching, you felt something hit your heart and said, I want to help people. I want to help people. If God bless me here, I will do good to people. You felt that thing in your spirit. Take a step of faith. Come here, let me pray for you. It's the Lord who want to, is speaking to you. You felt that I want to. I feel like when the Lord bless me, I feel like being of help. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing to many people. I don't just want a blessing for myself. I want to be a blessing. Abraham was a blessing to the world. Hannah was a blessing. Timothy was supposed to show the rich people to be a blessing to the world. And Lord, you have shown unto us how Job's life affected a lot of people. Oh Lord, lift up your hands and pray from your heart. Bible said that whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. Please close your eyes and concentrate. If you are not interested, you can go back. Nobody has to be here. But if you are serious and you want God to touch your life, close your eyes and pray and seek the face of God. Don't look at anybody, because God to the desirous. If you are not desirous, he doesn't give. He will not waste his resources, his anointing on you when you do not seek this for him. Pray. Pray. You are receiving. You are receiving. According as you ask, you shall, your desire shall be provided. The Lord will answer. Father, I present your people before you. Now they know that blessings are not just for themselves, but blessings are for others. Oh Lord, for the blind, for the lame, for the widows, for the fatherless, for those in trouble, Lord. It's your will that your blessing upon us shall be extended unto others. And Lord, here they are. Unto you they have come. Look out there from them. Look up from heaven and see their hearts. Individually, their hearts. Their hearts. For the Lord looketh not outward appearance. The Lord, you look at your hearts. Let every heart that is willing to do this your will, oh Lord, rain your blessing. Rain your blessing. Rain your blessing, 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 rain your blessing upon them. Rain, rain, rain. They need you, Lord. They know that when you bless them, there will be a blessing. There will be a blessing. There will be a blessing. When you bless them, they won't be selfish, Lord. Bless, bless, bless them, Lord. Bless their works, Lord, too. Prosper them, Lord, for they have a heart. Their hearts are yearning to do good for you. Lord, bless, bless, bless them. Bless them. Oh, Lord, for their heart. They want to do good. They want to help others, Lord. Pour your blessing upon them. Oh, Lord, that they will truly be salt. The salt of the world. They will help others, oh Lord, for their lives to do well. Receive their protection. Receive their protection. Receive their protection of the Holy Ghost. That will transform you to be able to do good. Oh, as your heart is set on doing good, may God fill you with his prosperity, with his blessings. From today, receive the blessings of the Lord. That will make you a blessing. That will make you a blessing. A blessing unto many people. In the name of Jesus. Receive a blessing of the Lord. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Receive. Come forward quickly. Receive the blessings. The blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. Receive that blessing of the Lord. That will make you a great blessing, touching many lives. For the widows shall rejoice because of you. Widows, The blind shall be happy when they hear your name, for they know that you are not just blessed, but you are a blessing unto many. Receive the grace to become a blessing. The grace to become a blessing. To become a great blessing. Ashakatoyana. Oh yes. Receive that grace to become a great blessing. A great blessing unto many. For you have suffered in life. May you also help others who have suffered in life. By the blessings of the Lord. Receive the blessings. The blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord. Receive supernatural protection from today. Walk in it, 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 walk in it. Yes, 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 yes. Receive that kind of blessing that will make you a blessing unto many people. Your heart is ready to receive because you have this in your heart. May the Lord cause you to walk in abundance of blessings. Oh yes, Lord. Receive that supernatural favor to become that blessed person who shall be a blessing unto many people. In the name of Jesus, receive that impartation. Receive that impartation. Receive that. Be quiet and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. To you, God is speaking to everyone. God is speaking to everyone. Be open to the Spirit and hear His voice. Hear what He's telling you. See where He's taking you. See where God is taking you. Open your eyes and see His leading. Where He's taking you to hide a glorious place, abundance, fullness, so that your hand can reach up to. Say, look at my servant Job. I didn't just bless him, but I knew his heart, that he's willing to distribute. And that is why I'm multiplying. That is why I bless him. That is why when even he lost, I restored. And God said, I want you to become another Job. I'm about to raise you up to become another of my kind. Another of the same kind. I lost. Another of the same kind, so that through you many nations, many families shall be blessed. Father, we thank you for the release of your Spirit that causes us to rise up, to shoot up, and become so blessed that we can become blessings. Let everybody who has heard this word, in due season, according to everybody's tenor, let everybody begin to become great blessings to their generations, to their nations, to their families. Let nobody become ordinary, but let everybody who has heard this word clear, let this vision be dropped in the heart and help your people to pursue this vision to see the full fulfillment. Now, one day, everyone will stand somewhere and say, a certain man of God spoke to me on this sixth day or fifth day of June. And from that day, my heart was set to do good to others. Make them multi millionaires and billionaires. In any profession you call them, prosper them, multiply them, increase them, make them so blessed that they shall become a blessing into their people. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And all the saints can say amen for that.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. for counseling, prayer, and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.